السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا، وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، وزدنا علما. Ameen. So today we are going to cover Suratul Qari'ah. Please recite after me when I pause. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Al-Qari'ah. ما القارعة؟ وما أدراك ما القارعة؟ يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث، وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش، فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية، وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية، وما أدراك ما هي؟ نار حامية. So let us look at the tajweed of ayah number 1. We start with alif has hamzatul wasl on top of it, followed by lam sukun. So the word here is al. Now how do we deal with the Hamzatul Wasl? When you see this on top of an alif, it is a sign. It is not a fatha dhamma kasra, but it is a connection sign. So if there was an alphabet or a word prior to it, we would have ignored this alif and connected the previous word with the next word. But in this case, we start with alif with a Hamzatul Wasl. So we need to pronounce the alif with a A or a E or U sound. So we have to place a fatha or a dhamma or a kasra, and we have to decide which sign we are going to use. It depends on the letter that comes after alif. So please make a note of this. Rule number one. When after the alif you see the letter lam, place a fatha on alif and pronounce it as L. To repeat, when you see Hamzatul Wasl on Alif and the next letter is a lam with a sukoon, pronounce it L. Rule number two. If there is no lam after Alif, then we look at the third alphabet and look at the sign. If the sign on the third alphabet is a dhamma, then we pronounce Alif with a dhamma. So, for example, uktub. If alif had a hamzatul wasl and kaf had a sukoon and then ta had a dhamma, so we would pronounce alif with a dhamma. U and uktub. Okay, so this takes care of the first rule being fatha on alif, the second rule being dhamma on alif. The third rule will be to place a kasra on alif if the third letter has a kasra or a fatha. For example, when we read the surah Iqra, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. So when we say Iqra, we have alif with a hamzatul wasl, then we have qaf with a sukun, then we have ra with a fatha. So the third letter, which is ra, when ra has got a fatha or it has a kasra, in either case we use alif with a kasra. So you got it? The rule number one is alif has a fatha if there is lam in the second letter. The second rule is alif has a dhamma if there is a dhamma on the third letter. And in all other cases, alif will carry a kasra when the third letter has got a fatha or a kasra, in either situation. So in this case, let us look at what happens in this surah. We have alif and lam in verse number 1, alif and lam sukun. So we have to say al. Al-qari'ah. And qaf would be two counts. Ra kasra ri, soft. Ayn sound, a. And ta marbuta will become a ha sound with a sukun. Ah. Al-qari'ah. Repeat. Al-qari'ah. Verse number 2 is the same. We start with a meem fatha, mal, ma, and then lam. We are connecting with the lam, and make sure you don't move the tip of your tongue until you come to the qaf sound, like mal qa. Repeat, mal qa, mal qari'ah, mal qari'ah. Verse number 3, wama. We are going to stretch this mad that you see on top of alif after meem to be four counts. Wama. Ade. Dal qalqala. Ade. Ra. Heavy. Two counts. Ade ra ka. Ade ra ka. ما القارعة. Repeat. وما أدراك ما القارعة. Verse 4. يوم. يا has فتحة and واو makes يو. يوم. ميم soft. يوم. يكون الناس. So you're going to stop on the Noon Shadda for two counts. يكون الناس. Keep the scene soft and one count. يكون الناس. كالفراشي. So we have calf and lamb, كال and فرا, two counts, شل. كالفراشي. مابي قلقلان با. مابي ثوث. The tha should be from the tip of your tongue. Thu. Mabe thuth. Kal farashil mabe thuth. Verse 5. Watakunul jibalu. So give time to kaf wa ku wa takunul And again, you are connecting with lam. Keep the tongue in its place. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ. One count, lam dhamma, lu. Kel, again, lam sukun. Keep the tip of your tongue stuck behind your upper front teeth. Kel'ihnil. كالعهن المنفوش. The important sound here is man. How to do the gunna sound of the noon? This is called ikhfa, and it is affected by the next letter, which is fa. Manfu. So for fu, your tongue should be down. If you see the letter fa, first of all, try to say F and feel the position of your tongue, which is behind the lower lips. F. So that's where I'm going to place my tongue when I say the noon sound. Manfush. Repeat. Manfush. And I'm stretching the foo sound to 4 to 5 counts because we are coming to the end of the verse. كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. Okay, so that's the end of the Tajweed explanation for today. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.